With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. The local elections in April may seem far away, but now is the time to submit candidate papers if you want to run for office. All county board seats, as well as some city council, town board, and school board seats, are up for re-election. WXPR's Katie Thorson spoke with a local government expert about what to know before you enter the race.
State and federal elections may get more attention, but Melissa Kono says it's the local races that impact many people's top concerns, like local taxation, schools, and roads.
I think if people knew all the decisions that were made at the local level, they would realize just how important it is that people are willing to serve in those elected offices and make decisions that really have a great impact on us that I think just tend to get overlooked.
Kono is a professor with the University of Wisconsin-Madison Extension and municipal clerk specialist with the Local Government Center. She encourages people looking into getting involved with local government to consider their own interests and where their skills or life experiences may be most helpful.
There's some research around local government and also the corporate world, and that's diverse boards make better decisions. So when you have a range of experiences represented on a board, they tend to make better policy, better decisions. And I would, think about who's not being represented in the room.
Kono recognizes that running for office is not for everyone. She says people can also get involved by encouraging someone they think would be a good fit to run or helping circulate papers on their behalf. People interested in running should contact the filing officer for that entity. For county board, that would be the county clerk. City or town boards would be the city or town clerk. Schools also have a clerk for school boards. Candidates need to file all their paperwork, including the needed signatures, by January 6th at 5 p.m. The local elections are on April 7th. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
Two children in Wisconsin died from complications from respiratory illnesses, according to the state's Department of Health Services. They're the first pediatric deaths of the 2025-26 season. DHS says one death is a result of COVID-19 and the other is from influenza. As WXPR previously reported, the North Central Wisconsin region is experiencing a rise in respiratory illnesses right now. DHS encourages everyone 6 months and older to get vaccinated against respiratory viruses to protect against serious illness and the spread of disease. 9 months after two cougar kittens were documented in the Upper Peninsula, a new trail camera photo shows that the elusive animals are still alive and living with their mother. As WXPR reported in March, two cougar cubs were found on private land in Ontonagon County. They were only about 2 months old, and their mother was nowhere in sight, raising concerns about the kitten's survival. But the newly verified photo shows an adult cougar with two juvenile cougars that appear to be about a year old. Michigan is home to very few cougars, and genetic testing has confirmed the existence of only adult males. The new photo suggests one of the first instances of cougar reproduction to take place outside the cougar's core area in the western states. A private landowner sent the trail camera photo of the cougars to the DNR on Sunday. Cubs generally stay with their mother for about 2 years before venturing out on their own. The fight over the Line 5 pipeline goes on as the Bad River Band of Lake Superior Chippewa sues the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. The tribe claims the Corps' permitting approval for Canadian oil company Enbridge's construction of a 41-mile pipeline relocation project is unlawful. Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
A section of the more than 70-year-old pipeline has been operating illegally on the Bad River Band's reservation for more than a decade. Beth Wallace with the National Wildlife Federation says despite decision makers fighting for years to shut it down, legal maneuvering and a lack of energy planning has made this nearly impossible to achieve. She stresses the reroute to keep it running still poses a direct threat to tribal lands and natural resources.
This piece of infrastructure has already set the stage for other corporations to violate critical laws. It's really important that leadership ensure that we aren't creating a dangerous precedent where our Great Lakes protections are on the line to foreign oil corporations.
Proponents like the Wisconsin Jobs and Energy Coalition are calling the lawsuit baseless. They say the project has been thoroughly analyzed and would create hundreds of jobs and provide energy to the state and region. A federal judge ordered Line 5 to be shut down by June of 2026, but that decision is under appeal. I'm Judith Ruiz Branch reporting.
A jury has found a Wisconsin judge guilty of obstruction for helping a Mexican immigrant dodge federal authorities. Jurors handed down the verdict against Milwaukee County Circuit Judge Hannah Dugan on Thursday after deliberating for 6 hours. According to court filings, Dugan sent Eduardo Flores Ruiz out of her courtroom through a private back door on April 18th after learning agents were in the courthouse looking to arrest him for being in the country illegally. Federal prosecutors charged her days later with a felony count of obstruction and a misdemeanor count of concealing an individual to prevent arrest. The U.S. Department of Justice has sued three states, including Wisconsin and the District of Columbia, for not turning over requested voter information to the Trump administration. The Justice Department now has filed 22 lawsuits seeking voter information as part of its effort to collect detailed voting data and other election information across the country. The latest lawsuits were filed against Wisconsin, Illinois, Georgia, and the District of Columbia. The move comes 1 week after the bipartisan Wisconsin Elections Commission voted against the Justice Department's request for the data. The Trump administration has characterized the lawsuits as part of an effort to ensure the security of elections. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.